Hello, this is Marnie Makridakis from ArtellaWordsAndArt.com. I am delighted, or should I say enthused, to be here today with Antoinette Webster from AsystemThatWorks.com. We're here with a virtual gathering of women. We're here from many different areas across the country, and we're all here to listen to Antoinette talk about her work and ask her questions about the delightful assortment of work that she does through her company, A System That Works. Welcome, Antoinette.
Hello, and thank you.
So glad that you're here. So glad to have you here talking with us today. So I want to talk about several different topics because you're such a diverse woman with so many different kinds of things that you bring forth. And let's start with the very name of your company, A System That Works. If you could just share a bit about what that name means and perhaps summarize what it is that your company does and embraces.
The name came about in an interesting way. When I started my business many years ago, I was using my initials for my name. And I had a friend who was helping me one day promote the business and do some marketing, and she was wondering, well, what am I going to say if people ask me what it is that ASW stands for? And she couldn't get in touch with me, so she just said, I'll tell them it means a system that works. When I heard her say that, the light bulbs went off, because when I look at all the different things that I do and all the different ways that I work with people and organizations, I do look at a systematic approach, but one that works for them, one that capitalizes on their unique gifts and their abilities and what it is that they're about and what they're wanting to do with their life, if it's an individual or with an organization, what's their focus and how do they want to bring what they have to offer forward. So there are so many different systems that we have on different levels, so it's looking at what works for the person or what works for the group. And it just seems to fit with everything that I'm drawn to and everything that I offer.
Well, from what I know about you, it seems that that pattern of just having that light bulb go off is something that has happened to you throughout your work. Tell me about enthusiasm. You describe it as the umbrella under which all of your work resides. Tell me more about what that means.
Well, how much time do we have?
Uh-oh. How wonderful. Go for it.
I could go on for a very long time. My work with enthusiasm began in 1990 and by chance way. I was facilitating a program called How Do You Spell Success, and for me, I had a spelling for success where the E represented enthusiasm. And at the end of the program, I had people write down their contact information and any questions on an index card, and there was one question that has, in effect, changed my life. And the question was, how do you draw enthusiasm and keep it? And that question just really resonated deep within my core self and in my soul. So I wanted to do a newsletter at that time. My business was 2 years old. And I did a newsletter relating to the question, how do you draw enthusiasm and keep it? But that wasn't enough. And I developed a program and have been facilitating programs and doing research and writing about enthusiasm since 1990. And last year, as a part of the UU program, the UU University program offered by Artella, my project for that program was to write an ebook. And it turned out that, you know, of all the different things that I do, that enthusiasm was ready to come out in written format. And when I was writing the book, it became very clear to me, these little whispers of intuition, that enthusiasm was the umbrella through which all of my work flowed. And at first I ignored it, but then I was able to see how everything that I do, whether it's professional development programs or creativity programs or coaching or all the different things I was drawn to, really do help to have people and organizations move through the barriers to get to their enthusiasm. And if they're already connected with it, then to help them to harness the power of their enthusiasm. So now that that's the umbrella, it's a lot easier for me to look at what I offer and how I offer it, because everything I do helps to support that. And it's been a fascinating adventure since choosing to write the book and then allowing that process to evolve, and it is really evolving.
Well, and that book, if I'm not mistaken, is available both as an electronic book and also as a print book. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
And that's both on your website, right?
Yes, it is.
Wonderful.
You can order from the website, and it is available in some bookstores, but this is something that, in my opinion, everyone has an idea of what enthusiasm is, but there is so much more to enthusiasm. It is such a rich topic. It's such an important part of our lives that it's just fascinating work. And this is the first of many books that are going to be written on the topic. There's so many different areas that enthusiasm touches in our lives. It's a universal program, which most of the work that I do would fall in that category. It affects all areas of our lives, not just a single purpose.
Well, and what I find fascinating is that your work with enthusiasm, as you say, being the umbrella through which all of your work flows, your work is applicable and effective for both individuals and also for groups. You've worked with corporations, and then you've worked on one-on-one with groups in a coaching environment as well, and I just find that fascinating. What are the similarities and differences between working with one-on-one individuals and then working with large groups?
It's really gets to be quite easy because people come in when I'm working with people. A lot of times I'll have them complete a 5-question survey to help them to get oriented and focused on enthusiasm, because it's not something that's talked about. There aren't classes on it. Yet if you read a lot of books on success and sales and professional development, personal development, you'll hear that enthusiasm is important, but generally they don't go much further. So this is something that when people, however they come to participate, either they're having a dry spell, so to speak, mm-hmm. they've lost touch with their enthusiasm, or they have it at work but they don't have it at home, or vice versa. People come in sometimes out of curiosity or an awareness of, you know, I realize how important this is. So it doesn't take long for everyone to realize that, wow, this is something that's important. And in working with individuals, then we can go much deeper. But then the power of being in a group, whether the people are for their personal journey, just looking to enhance their life and to really live to their fullness, or in a work setting. When we get down to it, everybody wants the same thing. Everybody wants to be and do their best, and everybody wants to live a life with joy and ease. And by tapping into enthusiasm and what causes it for them, and being aware of some of the different myths and some of the ways that they can bring it into their life on a day-to-day basis, it really has powerful effects.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and all of the things that you bring to each of those relationships are obviously bring that out, that positive and powerful effect. And one thing that I find so effective when I look at your bio that you share both in the materials that you've authored and also on your website is that you really embrace all of the things that you are, that you bring forward. In your own words, you're a professional speaker, facilitator, life balance spirit coach, and author. What is a life balance spirit coach by your own definition?
That's really interesting, because in the coaching field, there are areas of specialization, as there are within many professions. Some people can choose to be an executive coach or a personal coach or a health coach. And what I was drawn to was being a life balance spirit coach plus, because there's a lot of things that come along with that, with how I've been drawn to for my personal journey, and then also with what I find benefits, the clients that I work with. Looking at life, we have many facets to our life, and I've always been a generalist by nature and looking at the big picture, but I also have the ability to help people to focus in on specifics. And our lives are rich, our lives are complex, there are so many different aspects to it, and by focusing on looking at helping people with their life, if they're looking at a career change, then we can take a look at that and the effect that that will have in their personal life. And how's that going to affect their relationships with their family or their friends if they do something that they've wanted to do, or if they've been the, and I think it is a benefit of a downsizing. How can we deal with that? And looking at balance, finding balance to the different roles that we have, you know, and I'm not even going to list them all because that might become depressing when we look at. But think about for yourself all the different roles and all the different hats that you wear in your personal life. And if you have kids, then that gets multiplied. And in your work life, in your business life, and many people do volunteer activities. Many people are involved in their church in different ways. Many people are involved in athletics. And a lot of times what happens is we might put more into one area or just how life is. We get caught up, and then we find that we're out of balance, and then we can have stress issues, health issues, relationship issues. So looking at life and then wanting to find balance, that helps to bring about ease, and it helps people to get back on course. And then spirit, looking at, we are multifaceted, multidimensional beings. So looking at physical, mental, spiritual, emotional. So the spirit coaching, I did participate in the Coaching from Spirit program, and what that did was that helped me to look at the ways to bring that balance to people is with tools and techniques, and then honoring that something other than what we have in just our physical form here. So it's a combination that works well because it's very honoring and respectful of people at whatever stage they are in life, whatever age they are in life, and whatever their belief is. I'm quite intuitive, so I'm very honoring of people with what it is that's going on with their lives and what's appropriate for them as far as languaging, as far as tools and techniques and assessments and things like that.
Well, that's wonderful that you have that capability of having that diverse background to speak in so many different vocabularies, and I think that's really rare and such a wonderful gift to offer to your clients and the other people you work with. And speaking of people and the people that you reach out to, I would love to take a moment now and open this up to questions from the people that are here in our virtual gathering. If there are any questions for Antoinette, please do speak up, say your name, where you're from, and ask a question of Antoinette.
Antoinette, hi, this is Tina from Alexandria, Virginia. I'd be curious, would you share maybe one of the techniques that you may use? As a mother of two young children, I find I have a lot of challenges with life balance. And if I were to come to you as a client, you know, how would you go about working with me initially and deciding, you know, what path I need to take with you?
A couple of things that come to mind are the first thing that we would do is we would do kind of like a resonation and just kind of, you know, like on paper I might send you questions in advance for things to think about and then also get a little bit of background from you. But if we were talking over the telephone, because I work with people over the telephone or by distance, and if they're in the area in person, or by email. So there's that flexibility first off so that you wouldn't be stressed with, oh, my gosh, now I have another appointment on top of everything I do. And then just kind of listen to you and honor what would be coming to me as far as questions or insights. And one thing that I do, in fact, I have an appointment with a client this afternoon where she has so many different things going on, and she is homeschooling and has businesses and supports her husband and his business and things like that, is I've suggested that she get paper plates and get one where she puts everything on the plate that relates to everything that's going on in her life and all the roles that she has. to have a picture of, wow, this is what my life really looks like, and then there are some things that we would do with that. And then the other plate is looking at your ideal life. What would be your ideal? And then how do we get from one that generally is, I have my hands out, my one hand is weighed down, that's my plate, and then how do we get to your ideal? So it may be using some different techniques, maybe looking at having you identify and discover, first off, what I find with parents who have very busy lives is, where are you in the picture? Because so often you're putting your energy out in so many different ways, and you get lost in the process. So one of the first things would be to identify, where are you in the picture, and how do we get you to be a more important part so that you can find the balance by honoring yourself and your needs.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And is there another question for Antoinette?
Hi, Antoinette. This is Jamie in Atlanta. And I have a quick question. You know, when I think of enthusiasm, just, and certainly it sounds like you've done so much research on this, you know, I tend to think of it as just a natural quality that people have. I tend to, and, you know, I know that's so skimming over the top of it, but how some people strike you as, oh, they're enthusiastic, they're not. Do you find, obviously, I guess in your research, you've seen that enthusiasm is available to everyone. Are some people more naturally enthusiastic, or are they just more demonstrative with it?
Wow, you've got all kinds of things going on with that question.
Right.
And you are right, Jamie, that people, everyone has enthusiasm. It's something that we all have. It's something that, from my research and my observations and the programs, it's something that is innate within every one of us. But what happens is that sometimes, due to how life is, we become disconnected from it. Or we receive messages at an early age that it's not okay to be enthusiastic. It's not okay to be really excited or happy. And I hear that a lot from people, that when they were a child, it just was not okay. And if you've ever received a message of act your age, you know, well, don't forget that you are a child and you were acting your age. But there are people, because of the different behavioral styles, we express enthusiasm in different ways. So there are some behavioral styles where it is much more demonstrative and much more people can be more gregarious and more open, where other behavioral styles can be more reserved. It doesn't mean that they're not enthusiastic. They just express it in a quieter way. Introverts can be equally as enthusiastic about something as extroverts, but they express it in a different way. And my husband is an introvert, so where I might be jumping up and down and really excited about something and telling everyone, he just gets a real smile, and he's very content with it, and I've come to really honor that because I think there's a myth out there that enthusiasm is to only look or be expressed in a certain way, and what's important is that people discover what their way is for expressing and experiencing enthusiasm, because it comes about in so many different ways and depends on what's going on in people's lives.
Well, that's great. Thank you, because I do. I agree that, you know, I think I was taking it from simply a high energy, you know, that enthusiasm comes across as high energy, and that really helps to hear about people that might be more introverted, but they're still so enthusiastic.
Yeah.
So thanks for explaining that. That's great.
You're welcome. Yeah, and just to add to something that Jamie had said was, a lot of people that I've talked to or that have been in my programs think that you have to be enthusiastic all the time, like looking at it from a energy standpoint, having to be high energy and always up all the time. And, you know, there might be some people who are, but it really, if you just honor your natural flow, sometimes you're going to be more expressive, more demonstrative, and other times it's going to be more low-key. And it's okay to be that way. We don't always have to be up. We don't always have to be on. The important thing is to look at, well, what's important for me right now, and accepting that how I am right now is okay.
Great, great. And let me just open up for one more question. Do we have one more question for Antoinette?
Antoinette, this is Zora from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I wonder what your definition of enthusiasm is.
Ooh, there are many different definitions. But the one that really resonates for me is connecting with that wonderful source within and allowing that to be expressed. Because enthusiasm, it's an energy. It's a way of being. It's an attitude. It touches all areas of our life, because if you think about times when you've been enthusiastic, or you've observed people who were enthusiastic, or people who are passionate about something, there's generally a physical equivalent, their smile, their posture, how they walk, how they greet people. There's an attitude and a mindset. There is like a feeling. Some people describe it as a feeling, and it could be a feeling in their heart. It could be a feeling in their solar plexus, but there's a feeling. And it's an emotion, and it touches all areas of our lives. And if I had one specific definition, that would be great, but it is such a beautiful and rich aspect of our life. So I hope I didn't confuse you. It's not necessarily one simple thing, because people experience it and express it in many different ways.
No, that's helpful. I was thinking that when Jamie asked her question about maybe some misunderstandings, and I thought, you know, maybe some of us think of enthusiasm as one thing when it's actually another. So that was very helpful. Thank you.
Well, you picked up on that real well.
Yeah, this has really brought about some wonderful diversity, not only diversity in the definition of enthusiasm and the ways that enthusiasm is expressed in all of us here and the people listening, but diversity in what you offer, and that seems to be the theme running through this. Antoinette, I really thank you for being here and just for being here, not just in this recording, but on the planet to share your gifts and share this wonderful gift of enthusiasm. Thanks so much for being here.
It's my pleasure.
Wonderful. Continue your work. It's much needed and much appreciated.
Thank you, Antoinette.